Although the unemployment rate dropped sharply by 0.4%, the economy only added a total of 103,000 new jobs. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on December 2010 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate sharply dropped to 9.4% in December. The unemployment rate was the result of 556,000 fewer unemployed persons and 297 more employed persons, while the labor force contracted by 260,000 and those not in the workforce increased by 434,000. In plain English, more people found jobs at the same time the size of the labor force shrank, so the unemployment rate declined. It should be pointed out that the large changes in some of these data are due to annual revisions in these data series. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported the economy grew by 103,000 jobs in December, after adding only 71,000 in November, but 210,000 in October. The number of jobs in the goods-producing sector declined by only 2,000 last month. Manufacturers, counter of the recent trend, added 10,000 jobs in December, with all of the growth courtesy of durable goods manufacturers, as employment in non-durable good manufacturers was flat. The construction sector contracted by 16,000 jobs in December, as heavy and civil engineering construction knocked down 12,700 jobs, but specialty trade contractors added a total of 3,300 jobs in December. Mining and logging added a total of 4,000 jobs in December. Support activities for mining, which also support oil and gas extraction, brought in 4,700 new jobs. The private service-providing sector picked up the pace a bit with the addition of 115,000 jobs after adding only 84,000 in November, but adding 183,000 in October. The retail trade sector added 12,000 jobs in December, with the biggest growth at automobile dealers as well as clothing and clothing accessory stores. Professional and business services was up only 7,000 jobs in December after adding 40,000 and almost 50,000 in October and November, respectively. Computer systems and design, after adding 2,100 jobs in November, added another 5,300 jobs in December. Management and technical consulting services slowed the pace with growth of 2,900 jobs in December after adding 4,600 jobs in November. It was a familiar story in the education and health services sector. It continues to add jobs with 44,000 more last month. The very seasonal educational services added 6,500 jobs in December. The health care and social assistant component added 37,100 new jobs in all major sectors except child daycare services. Home health care services added 4,300 jobs in December. The leisure and hospitality sector added a significant number of jobs and rang up 47,000 more in December, with 24,500 of those new jobs in food services and drinking places. Cheers to them. The total number of government jobs was down by 10,000. The federal government added 10,000 jobs, and state governments did not add or eliminate jobs, so it was up to local governments again to make the hard decisions as they eliminated 20,000 jobs. Now on to temporary help services. Temporary help services job growth moderated in December with a sequential rise of 0.7%, but up 16.1% year over year. In December, it added 15,900 jobs to reach a level of 2,219,400. Preliminary data suggest that temporary help services jobs were up 15% in 2010 from 2009, which is a very nice improvement over the 22.4% decline in 2009 and the 9.6% decline in 2008. The temporary help services sector has added more than 450,000 jobs, or about 25.6%, since it started to add jobs in October of 2009. But is still down about 430,000 jobs, or 16.2%, from its December 2006 peak. And temporary help services market share held at 1.7% in December. Its highest level was in April 2000, when it was slightly more than 2%. Undoubtedly, the highlight of the December employment report is that the unemployment rate sharply declined by 0.4% to 9.4%. Although this was a notable drop, many of those new jobs were in leisure and hospitality, signifying that the rise in employment may be more seasonal than structural. Healthcare also had a notable rise in employment, but that sector's growth has been strong all along, more due to shifting demographics than microeconomic factors. The official announcement from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics went as far as to point out employment was little changed in other major industries. For 2011, we can expect the unemployment rate to continue to decline as businesses expand their payrolls, but likely not as dramatically as it did in December. The economy, as manifested via GDP, has expanded in each of the 5 quarters since the recession was officially declared over and hopefully will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. But, not unlike a psychologically scarred person, there is still a lot of issues this economy has to work through as it tries to move forward, but with a lot of baggage holding it back. Don't forget, the economy is not one giant monolith, and some sectors and geographies will do well as others will continue to languish. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.